We believe the King James Bible is, in fact, the Word of God. We believe in rightly dividing the Word of Truth. That is, we believe that the whole Bible is written for us to learn, but not all of it is for us to do. For example, in Leviticus, God told some men to offer up blood sacrifices. I believe there's been a dispensational change in the sense that we don't have to offer any blood sacrifice. Jesus Christ was blood sacrifice for us enough. We believe that the Word of God has uniqueness about it, that if understood, the whole book becomes alive and exciting and very fulfilling, if you will. Illustrations of that is, let me ask you a simple question. If you right now were to die, where would you go and why would you go there? That's a really basic question that you need to be thinking about and meditating upon. And I realize there's always going to be people out there that don't get the question. But if you think about it honestly, there are some unique things. In fact, if you'll look in your Bible, let's try just a couple things real quick. Go to Matthew 19. And in Matthew 19, a man approaches Jesus Christ. And he asks a fantastic question. And that question is this. Listen to it. It's in Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said, Why calleth me thou? And he said unto him, Why calleth me thou good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, you know what he says? Keep the commandments. Well, if that's a requirement for me to enter into eternal life, you and I probably aren't going to make it. The realization is that that's a pretty high bar to match. Paul, the Apostle Paul, your apostle, literally said it very uniquely. Look, if you will, in Acts chapter 16. Same question was asked him, and this is how he answered it. Go to Acts 16. Acts 16. And look, if you will, in verse 31. Well, start in 30s. The Philippian jailer, about to kill himself, comes up to Paul and Silas, falls down before him, and he said this in verse 30. And he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now, the unique answer of Paul is he didn't say keep the commandments. He didn't say anything like that. He said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Believe what about Jesus Christ? Well, Paul was given a mystery, a very small secret that had been kept secret since the world began. Look, if you will, in Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Now, I'm throwing out a lot of scriptures, and we'll have them up. But what you want to do, if you're intrigued by this at all, is tune into Grace Bible Live every Sunday morning. And we go over this kind of stuff all the time. We want you to get to know your Bible better. We want you to have a real good understanding of what's going on in this book. Look in Romans chapter 16, verse 25, and I'll show you that Paul had a piece of the puzzle that had it been known, they would have never crucified him. And that's exactly what the Bible says. In Romans 16, verse 25, the Bible says this, Now to him that is the power to establish you according to my gospel. Paul says my gospel. Why? Well, Paul got the gospel given to him on the road to Damascus. Acts chapter 9, here's the cross. And this is Matthew through John. This is the book of Acts. And Paul wrote 13 books, and we'll put those as Romans through Philemon, and then Hebrews through Revelation. Now, that's the New Testament laid out. And what's really unique about this is the way it's done. In Acts chapter 9, he says the gospel, well, Jesus Christ saved him and gave him the gospel there in Acts chapter 9. And according to Romans chapter 16, look at it. In Romans 16, verse 25, Now to him that is the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was what? Kept secret since the world began. So something that was given Paul had been kept secret. How long? Since the world began. If it was kept secret, did they teach it in Genesis That's eternity past. There's Genesis right there. Did they teach it in Genesis? No. Did they teach it in Malachi? No. Did they teach it? If it was kept secret from this point over to this point, then did they teach it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? And the answer is no. And so he's revealed something that is uniquely different. You got to remember, there are 12 apostles. One gets lost. They pick up another one in Acts chapter 1 and 2. They have 12, 12 tribes, 12 prophetic months, 12 thrones. Over here, one man, one body, one church, one. You can start to see the difference. And if this stuff intrigues you and you want to know more about your Bible, then I would ask you to tune in live on our program. It's gracebiblelive.org, and it starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, Central Standard Time. 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you can tune in and just click on the button that says live broadcast and get it. But I want you to understand what was kept secret. So I want you to turn with me real quick. Go, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, he says this, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." That's something hidden. "Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world under our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it..." What's the it? It's the mystery of verse 7. "Had they known the mystery, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." So what is it that Paul got? He got a mystery that Christ had died for all of your sins. Say, that wasn't a mystery. Peter knew that. No, Peter knew that there was a death, there was a burial, and a resurrection. But he didn't tell them that it was for sin. Why? Had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Who would not have? The devil himself. He would have jumped upon the cross and gave him CPR. So Paul was given a mystery. Why? So that the devil would crucify him, he would become sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath become sin for you, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." See, as we end this thought, I want you to think about it. Your salvation is Christ paid for your sins. He's paid for it completely. Laid it out. Total payment. What you need to do is receive him. That's why Paul could say to the Philippian jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." It is really that simple.